Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and surely we will be glad and rejoice in it. Oh, because our God is good. Our God is good. Our God is good. Is it God good? Is it God good? God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Truly, we give honor to God today. We bless the Lord for his presence. We thank him for his goodness and his kindness unto us. Truly, it is an honor and a privilege to be in his presence and to be here with you throughout this weekend. We thank God for what he has done, for what he is doing, and even for what he is yet to do today, because it's not over. It's not over. It's not over yet. Amen. God's going to do a few more things today. And we bless God. We honor God. Amen. And thank God for your leaders, Pastor and First Lady. We thank you for the invitation. We don't take it for granted. And we thank God even for your vision and for your diligent work for the Lord. We bless God for you. And we've been enjoying sweet fellowship with them. We come and we just enjoy ourselves with them. Amen. They're very giving, very loving, and we just laugh and eat and we enjoy ourselves. Amen. We bless God for the fellowship. Amen. And I thank God for my husband, awesome man of God. Amen. He is a gift. And I thank God for him and I love him. Amen. I've loved him a long time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And he loves me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that, because sometimes it's not easy. He's been alone a long time and I run into a lot of stuff. These sisters, they need Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they think I'm mean. I'm not mean. I just am a woman of order and respect. And respect is respect. I don't care what kind of position you got. Respect is respect. Amen. And I believe that we as women of God and men of God are to walk together in love and in unity and in respect for each other's anointing and even for each other. Because God is, that's what God calls for, that we are to esteem each other higher than ourselves. Amen. And so I even among you, make sure that you love and respect one another. Love and respect one another. Amen. Because if you love each other, then you'll be careful about how you treat each other. Hallelujah. And then if you wrong each other, you'll be quick to get it right. Hello. Apologizing won't be something to take you 5 or 10 years. And then you have to come and get delivered because you done held on to stuff that you refuse to let go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've all been through some things and we thank God for that. Amen. But God is calling for more openness in your hearts and your minds. Amen. And broadening your horizons. And the Lord wants you to, even as Pastor brings in different evangelists, you got to understand different people come from different church cultures. You have to understand UPC is not the only apostolic organization. And just because some are not what you're used to, you still, if they're anointed by God, you receive and you walk in what you get. Amen. You walk in who God is sending in to receive from them, because some of you are, you're being held up. You know, there are some things that are being kept from you because of your own schisms and your isms. And that's not God. Church culture is not God. Those are just rituals. Amen. So let us get out of that kind of stuff. Amen. I know your pastors are awesome pastors. Pastor, First Lady, they're not like that. They're not like that. And so when you come from different places, leave that stuff, y'all. Leave it where you left it. Leave it, because you're in a whole nother culture. And God is building this ministry as he's building all of his ministries. He wants them international. Not just a Spanish church, not just a white church, not just a black church, not just a Chinese church. God wants us where we can all worship together under one roof. Why? Because we are one nation under God. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah. it doesn't matter where you came from. And if you get stuck even in your own personal cultural differences, you're going to cause problem in the kingdom and the household of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is sharing some of these things with you because he wants to move and go further. There's so many more things that's coming for this ministry. And we got to break down the walls. We got to break down the barriers. We've got to break down the walls and break down the barriers and drop these little weights, amen, these little foxes that'll destroy the vine. We got to drop them. Let us come together on the more weightier things and move on to perfection in God. Hallelujah. Because your isms and schisms won't carry you to heaven, baby. They'll make you bust hell wide open. But why? Because you develop criticisms against other people. Criticisms, isms and schisms. Amen. Hallelujah. And God loves you. Amen. God did some things this weekend. I had someone come to me and say, you know, I had a problem with you. And I didn't know what it was. I just had a problem with you. You didn't do anything to me. I just had a problem with you. And said as God began to minister, they found out that God revealed to them it was about church culture. They weren't used to women ministering. It's not my problem. I didn't say that. Of course I didn't. But at the same time, though, that's a problem for you if you find yourself there. Amen. Just because you're not used to something don't mean it's not God. And many times it is God trying to pull you out your own little box. And we've got to grow up in God, y'all. Amen. It's okay. We leaving in the morning. But we got to grow up in God. Amen. And the Lord, I didn't intend to get up here and say this, but you know, I'm moving what God is saying. And these are some little tidbits he wants you to take and really get them in your spirit. So as he sends different people and more different people in outside of the culture, he may send some Russians and some Koreans, whoever he sends in, however he sends in, you all have to have the right mindset to deal with them. Hallelujah. And if you've got a wrong mindset, then you're only going to run them out. Or you may leave because now there's something there and you're not comfortable. No, you get it right. Get your spirit right. Get your mind right and get your heart in check. Because we'll all go to heaven if we're serving the same God. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all out of the spirit now. Where'd the spirit go? Where's the worship at? Hallelujah. That shouldn't change you. That shouldn't make your feathers go down. It shouldn't change you. It's still God. It's still God. Hallelujah. We still should be praising God. It's still him. Hallelujah. And then if it is you, then you just need this. If you can't say amen, say ouch. And just make sure that when God comes back through, you don't have that corn on that toe no more. Get it off. Get rid of it. Amen. So that you can move forward in God. God loves you so much that he wants you to be perfected and groomed and growed so that he can move you into the places that he would have you to be. Amen. 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 Our God is amazing. And we love him and we give him all the glory. We give him all the honor and we give him all the praise. Amen. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. We give God all the glory. We give God all the honor and we give God all the praise. Why? Because he alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. He woke you up this morning. He clothed you and kept you in your right mind. Hallelujah. He gave you your job, your cars, your houses, your food. God gave you whatever you got. You don't own anything. God gave it to you. Whatever you got, God gave it to you. And you ought to give him some glory. You ought to give him some honor. You ought to give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 And you've got to learn that when you step into his presence, whether it's a Wednesday, a Friday, or a Sunday, that when you come in those doors, you're standing on holy ground. Don't come in here and get complacent and just sit You need to come in with a heart and a mind to get in the presence of God. Despite how you feel, you give God that sacrifice of praise, and you need to give him all you got. And you'll find if you start praising him, whatever is ailing you will begin to break off of you. And if you just begin to give a hallelujah, begin to praise him and worship him, God will move if you will move. If you will move, if you will make an effort to raise your hands and to praise him. Why? Because he loves you. Why? Because he loves you. Why? Because he loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're going through a little something, then you need to put your hand on your head for a minute and say, in the name of Jesus, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Say it with me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Wash me, Jesus. Wash me. Wash me. And I will be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. And we thank him for who he is today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame becomes undone. Only in your presence, Lord. Of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Only in your presence, Lord. Take your time, you can follow me. Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Sing it with me. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. is what our hearts look for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overflowed by your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the beauty of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the beauty of your glory. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the beauty of your goodness. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Everyone stand. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on, come on, raise your hands. Come on, talk to the Lord. Raise your hand, praise him. Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him, praise him. Give him glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Glory. Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, we take authority over this atmosphere. Everything that's not like you, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. We render it powerless in the name of Jesus. You will be subject to the anointing. We saturate this atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. Every spirit that came to hinder the move of God, we shut you down. We bind you up. And we send you back to the pit from whence it came. Oh God, we thank you for having your way in this place. Saturate it. Move, oh God. Use us to your glory. Have your way in this place. Have your way in this place. Have your way in this place. We pull down every stronghold. We pull down every stronghold. We pull down every stronghold. Break in the name of Jesus. Break. In the name of Jesus, break! In the name of Jesus, break! In the name of Jesus, break off these people! Break off these people! Break off in the name of Jesus, and loose record of a shah, that there may be a freedom in the spirit. We thank you for your presence, God. We thank you for your presence, God. We thank you for your anointing afresh. We thank you for it. We bless your name today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, give God some more glory. Don't you get tired. Don't you get tired. Because if you get tired now, don't go to heaven. Don't get tired. Come on, give him some more glory. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Hallelujah.